Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's topic, compliment your way to success. When in your life were you given the most compliments? Well, for most of us, it was between the ages of 0 and 8. During that period of our life, we are constantly hearing, good job, and we're greeted with great enthusiasm, celebration, high fives, clapping, cheering, tears of joy. Every time we hit the firsts in our lives during that period. Here are some examples, and I don't remember many of them, but I can tell you as a dad, I remember many of the firsts in my children's lives and the enthusiasm that was within our household as a result. These are things like your first rollover as an infant, your first scoot, your first crawl, your first words, when you popped your first tooth and then when you lost that same tooth, your first steps, the first time you used the toilet and didn't need a diaper. I'm pretty sure there was great enthusiasm in your household when you met that milestone. The first time you kicked a ball. The first time you zipped your own pants or your own coat. The first time you tied your shoes, ate your peas. The first time you rode a bike. And I'm missing like a gajillion other firsts that were reinforced with compliments, hugs, and celebration when you were a child. The great enthusiasm that most of us started out our life with gets us moving. It gets us complying with social norms, and it really motivated us to please those around us. We were hardwired from the very start to reinforce and mimic what we saw. I remember shortly after my birth looking at my mom and seeing a big smile and then seeing my dad smile and each of my grandparents and my aunts and uncles smiling at me. And then one day I was like, hey, I'm going to give this smiling business a shot. And when I smiled, they all went nuts. They laughed and I smiled more and they laughed and then I laughed and we all laughed. And as a result, I started imitating the behaviors of others. Now, obviously, I don't remember seeing my mom for the first time, but I do. I do remember other milestones when I was little and how people would appreciate my Lego structures, my drawings, or my speed when I had new running shoes on. I remember when my brother John was born and being told how gentle I was with him. Well, that wasn't always the case as he learned to walk and got older, but that's for another podcast. The point is that as children, everyone is reinforcing our behaviors when we're little. And we also found ourselves making bad and dangerous decisions as children, burners on the stove kind of stuff, and those behaviors were met with swift responses that we didn't like so much, so then we knew to avoid those choices again in the future. But what happens as we age that all the positivity and the compliments just disappear? As we age, there are less firsts, so there is less to reinforce with and to those around us. We get out of the habit of complimenting and we find ourselves focusing almost solely on what is not right instead of what is right. We need to switch that perception and behavior. As leaders, we need to find ways to switch that perception. We as leaders seem to move from looking for monumental moments of success in those that are little to straight up hardcore expectations for those around us, and we focus on the times those expectations are not met. Think about when you were a teenager and how often you felt no one liked what you were doing. Think about how often someone said that they were proud of you when you were a teenager. Didn't happen often. And think about how many times someone simply said to you, nice job. Now, reflect for a second at your current age. How often are you hearing those things? When was the last time someone told you you were doing a great job? If you can't recall a recent compliment, that is a problem. Now, ask yourself when was the last time you reinforced the work of firsts and those around you? Do you walk through life with a genuine wonder and sense of gratitude? Or do you have a little cynical streak that stops you from looking at the work of others as a good thing? Sometimes we are competing with those around us and we fail to see their success. Behavioral scientists for decades have said pretty much the same thing. The quickest way to change the behaviors of others is to reinforce the expectations and provide feedback. What went well and what could be changed? In my world, there's a book called the Pre-Referral Intervention Manual, or PRIM, and it's filled with hundreds of behaviors that are exhibited by students in schools. Things like talking back to the teacher, not coming prepared for class, not bringing your clothes for physical education. Under each of these categories, there are anywhere from 20 to 80 behavioral interventions. In other words, ways that we can, as the leader, change our behavior to influence the environment around us. With all of these interventions and the thousands of strategies that can be employed, there is one that is number one on almost every page. Positive reinforcement. That's right. The greatest way to support the success of another person is a compliment. We as leaders, parents, teachers, and people need to be on the lookout for what we like, what we expect, and we need to remind ourselves to say something. I have no idea why it's so hard for so many of us to simply tell people that we really liked what they did, or that was really cool, or simply look at someone and nod and smile. I suspect it makes us a little vulnerable and puts us out on a limb, but it's so simple, and yet we fail to do it so often. This compliment idea is a mindset. It is not easy, and sometimes we cloud our judgment by saying things to ourselves like, well, you know, I'm just not good at compliments. Why would I compliment something that's an expectation? But when only 1/3 of Americans indicate that they are engaged in their work, we are failing as leaders. If we want our students to like going to school more, we need to make it a place where we recognize them with frequency for the little things, like their effort, their hairstyle, their politeness to others, their leadership. And when these students enter the workforce, we've got to continue reinforcing the efforts and attitudes as well as the outcomes. Charging into the storm is not easy for many people. Being optimistic is difficult. And if those around us are not reinforcing the effort, it's very easy for us to simply look for the path of least resistance. But if we lead through reinforcing effort, complementing creativity, and genuine enthusiasm for the success of others, we'll get the results like never before, and we'll be surrounded with people that are loyal to the idea that they can overcome anything together. When I was in kindergarten, I learned to ride my bike without training wheels. I remember my mom enthusiastically reinforcing my success, and then worrying that I'd ride off with a biker gang. But I also remember that my dad wanted to see it. My grandmas and grandpas wanted to see it. My aunts and uncles wanted to see it. And every time they saw me do what is now a very simple habit, they all went crazy. High fives and hugs. I did the same when my children learned to ride their bikes. And through our enthusiasm for their success, they were filled with pride and, more importantly, learned that taking positive risks had rewards. So this week, look for the simple bicycle moments in the people around you. Stop and look around at what is being done and marvel for the moment in the efforts and energy of others. Look for ways to fuel those around you with the same level of energy you put towards our littlest friends when they eat their peas or brush their teeth without having to be reminded. Adults, teenagers, we all need positive reinforcement, and we all need to be told we're doing a good job, or that someone is proud of us, or someone is reinforcing our efforts. So moving into this week, let's bring the energy of enthusiasm into the lives of those we serve and focus on finding the good in others. So let's do some smart thinking. What is the last compliment you paid to someone between the ages of 13 and 100? If you serve adolescents and young adults, how do you make certain they know that you are proud of them? If you serve working adults and older adults, how do you make certain they know that you know that they are positively contributing to the team? And last, can you practice seeing simple successes in others? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this on your social media platform, especially to your friends who have teenagers. Thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. And please follow me on Twitter at @TNeitzke. Or Facebook on the Smart Thinking Facebook page. And finally, I want to thank the freshman students at Port Washington High School for sparking this topic. I was teaching a couple weeks ago in their health classes about the importance of making good choices, and one of my activities was asking the students to write out the names of two adults that they trust. The question is used in order to reinforce the need for young adults and teenagers to have older, trusting adults that they can go to and talk to about the risks they face in their life, especially as teenagers facing alcohol, nicotine, and drugs. But it was a comment that I heard that got me thinking. A young woman came up to me after class and just said to me, "Mr. Nitzke, what if I don't like any of the adults?" Well, hearing that pinched my heart and made me think that those kids just need someone in their life to find their bicycle moments in their regular days and celebrate their unique energy and effort. We can never forget the power that a single compliment or action can have in another person. As I know personally, one comment can send you in a totally new direction.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on what's going on. Everyone you know's got to reap what they sow, be it right or wrong.
Be it right or wrong.
Ghettos flood, there's a hole up in the sky. Oil and blood, tell me why, oh why. Terror struck, look at us. This isn't what we planned. You gotta take a stand. Don't forget that pride always goes before the fall. And nobody's free till there's freedom for all. As you sow, so shall you reap. Be the change that you want to see. Well, yeah. Be the change that you want to see. Gotta bend to the way it is. But be that as it may, it's not the way just cause they say,
just
because
it is.
On TV, there's just no reality. All I hear is me, me, me. What they sold, I'm not buying. You want to see. Yesterday, heard you say that there's nothing you can do. I wonder if you'd feel the same if it was happening to you. Don't forget that pride always goes before the fall. And nobody's free till there's free. You want to see, well, yeah. Be the change that you want to see right now. Be the change that you want to see. The changes start with you. Be the change that you want to see.
The change.